Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Mayors from around the country are in Washington, D.C. today through Friday for the annual winter meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. And, of course, the federal government is shut down. Metaphor? Mayors tend to think they do the nuts and bolts of governing. Steve Benjamin is the Democratic mayor of Columbia, South Carolina, and president of the nonpartisan U.S. Conference of Mayors. And, Mayor Benjamin, start with the shutdown because, you know, food pantries get some food from the government, but in the shutdown won't get the thousands of dollars to store it. They're worried about that in Dayton, Ohio. What kinds of things are you hearing about?
The real impact, we're dealing with a public housing crisis in our city right now, having to vacate the third oldest public housing facility in the country, and not having staff at HUD available to help us with that issue.
Well, let's explain why to people. You get across the country, there is federal rental assistance for low-income housing.
Absolutely. And it's important to note, too, that we say it's federal assistance. The reality is these are repatriated tax dollars. So our citizens send it to D.C. every April 15th, and we like it to come back home in meaningful ways. And something as incredibly damaging as a shutdown has real effects to people on the ground. And obviously, our federal workers who make up a significant amount of our population in Columbia, with the Army's largest training base in the world, they're hurting right now.
Well, remind us of how, again, your city is being affected, some of the concerns. We know Cincinnati, for instance, is worried about maybe having to shut down an addiction recovery center because they won't have the funding they need. What are you looking at?
Our greatest immediate concerns right now is obviously there are some federal grants that support our police department and their work. And we also have a major reconstruction of our levee wall damaged by floods in 2015 that FEMA needs to try and address that. So we're gravely concerned, but we need Washington to work. We need people to work together on pragmatic, principled solutions to the issues facing us. And we hope that we can come to town as a voice of reason this week and get some things done.
You mentioned FEMA. You were hit by both Florence and Michael, the hurricanes.
And Joaquin. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
And actually, will there be conversation about climate change and impact on cities? There was a fascinating new poll that shows that a record number of Americans now believe in climate change, 73%. They say it's happening, and they want something done. What are mayors talking about?
No, mayors, we have almost 400 members of our Climate Mayors Caucus, a bipartisan group of mayors who've been aggressively implementing on the local level solutions to try and deal with the issue of global climate change. Our focus at the conference this year, actually a two-year bipartisan agenda, is on infrastructure, innovation, and inclusion. Mayors all across the country are making significant investments in infrastructure, particularly around issues of resiliency and helping mitigate the effects of these storms. But we need a good federal partner and a focus, and it would start with an acknowledgement that climate change is real, and we need the full resources and force of the federal government supporting us in this fight.
And meanwhile, we're reading that Oklahoma has announced they're going to delay bids on transportation projects worth about $137 million, speaking of infrastructure, because they're unsure of federal funding. So the impacts are dribbling down. That's Steve Benjamin, mayor of Columbia, South Carolina, president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in Washington, D.C. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Robin. You take care.